Welcome to SolidWorks Heard, a show about tools, tips, and technology surrounding SolidWorks engineering and the web. This is episode 438 for April 21st, 2013. Grab CAD Workbench. Well, hi, and welcome to SolidWorks Heard. I'm Lou Gallo. Well, today we're going to talk about a new addition to a community that, you know, kind of I think debuted on the scene a couple of years ago and really has gotten a lot of attention, a lot of traction, a lot of funding, and has really started to kind of gather talent and bring people into the fold that really understand this industry of CAD. And, you know, one of the cool things about GrabCAD is that I've always kind of likened it in my own mind as very similar to an open source community. I do a lot of stuff on GitHub and things like that, and I think about that community in general, and a lot of times it's about for the good of the project. And you put something up that you're willing to kind of show it all and share with anybody, and anyone can take your stuff and fork it and do stuff with it and really allow their kind of creative freedom to kind of build upon yours. And that's one of the things that's interesting about GrabCAD's community is that it's really about these people that is a conglomeration of engineers and designers and people that are, you know, thrilled about doing what they do. They know their tools of their trade and they're sharing the results of that. And that's kind of the cool dynamic that is GrabCAD. Now, one of the things that they've done recently is they just last week announced this new functionality that's really part of your account. And it's not something that, you know, is I would say in the theme of what they do, but it definitely relates and correlates to the community that they serve currently. This new tool is called GrabCAD Workbench, and I believe it's currently in kind of a closed beta. And if you log into your account, you will see some access. You can actually request to get into the beta program or actually just ask for, you know, to get in. And apparently once you're in, you can invite other people and it kind of, you know, grows from there, because I was actually able to create a second account so I could actually test some of this collaboration stuff. And I was able to invite myself to it. And then that account also had access to this new functionality. So what we're going to do today is talk a little bit about what exactly GrabCAD Workbench is, some of the features and functions of it as far as from a collaboration and design tool. And, you know, I just kind of give my kind of two cents of the things that I see that look really good. Obviously, this is a V1 tool. This is the first time that they're out. But if you've spent any time with GrabCAD, they're not, I wouldn't call them a sedentary company. These guys know how to iterate. They are not afraid to take chances, and they definitely pay attention to what the community asks for. So, I mean, you can notice this just flat out in any of their design stuff as far as the website, their applications, you know, right at the bottom, pretty much of any page, it always says feedback, or I would like this page to do something else, and you can kind of illustrate that. Even down to, you know, file formats for previewing, there's just a simple link. You don't have to type anything. You can say request preview for this file type, and it'll say thank you for your submission. So they're always looking for the simplest way to get feedback from users. And obviously being kind of the hub of a community, you know, they've definitely eat their own dog food. They listen to the community. They look for feedback. And so what we're going to do is dive in a little bit to what Workbench is and how to get started. Now, I believe I actually talked a lot about GrabCAD kind of when it first came out. I talked a little bit about their new at the time, 3D viewer that was basically, I believe it was actually starting to build basically an STL or step file or something off of the content that you would upload. Sometimes you'd have to actually upload different file types, but most of this actually has become somewhat automatic. Their viewer is actually one of the better that I've seen. It appears to be using WebGL or something of that nature, because it doesn't require any plugins, and you know, it's loading right in the browser. So again, very very similar along the lines of like a team platform and a sunglass.io. I would say, you know, Sunglass is definitely, I think it was a little bit trailing in their quality of their viewer, but the more recent builds of sunglass.io definitely have kind of upped the game. Team platforms always had one of the best, I think one of the best WebGL viewers, but I got to say the GrabCAD viewer, the 3D viewer, is really, really good. It understands most of the formats out there. There's no conversion required. you will run into some challenges, and I've uploaded, you know, really old SolidWorks files to see if they would translate. I've uploaded some kind of generic standards. I've had a lot more success uploading more standards files like steps, you know, Parasolid, things like that seem to be a little bit more predictable. But, you know, the SolidWorks content that I uploaded, some of it was from 3D Content Central, some of it was my own content. And most of it, I would say, you know, has no issues. But, you know, every once in a while, I'll get this little message where you'll upload something and it'll tell you it's having a little problem with it or can't quite see the file. In fact, mine says GrabCAD was not able to prepare this model for viewing. And it says common causes, you know, maybe large parts or assemblies. You know, maybe they're old and haven't been rebuilt. There's probably other issues in there, but it always says try uploading a step if you have any issues. So, you know, overall, what's really nice about this is that you can upload. But how does Workbench kind of play into this? Well, when you log into your GrabCAD account, what you'll notice is the very top, you have your community stuff, which is, you know, what's always been there. And then, excuse me, and then there's also a link at the top that'll allow you to basically go in. Now, if you've never been invited yet, it'll say, you know, about Workbench, and you can just click on the Workbench link. You can go to the very bottom, and usually there's a sign up. You can give some information about yourself, and then hopefully somebody will send you something your way. Now, once you've been invited, typically you're going to be invited. You know, you're going to have kind of my demo project, and when you hover over that Workbench button now, you'll actually have my projects. So you're able to go in and see all of your projects from this interface. Now, when I invited myself, by default, you know, when you first go in, you're probably going to see just like what I did, is that you don't have access yet. But once you're invited, you'll basically notice when you click on the Workbench button now, you'll have an area called My Projects. Now, when you're first invited, it looks like by default, it creates a kind of a dummy project called My First Project. And so what I did is I just went in and clicked the big red button that says New Workbench Project. And inside of there, once you give it a name, it'll basically have kind of a, I would say like a three-pane layout. You have on the left-hand side, you have more of your folder structure. You can actually add folders and give them names and kind of organize what you're uploading. You have the ability to download everything. You also have the ability to upload from this interface. Now, the upload is nice. It has a real clean interface. Again, all web-based. It allows you to select multiple files. It actually gives you some good indication of the progress of every file. And when it's complete, you'll notice it'll give kind of a green interface to it. It kind of lets you know that it all has been uploaded. And it's just a really kind of clean way of being able to notify the user what's happening. Now, a couple of things that I noticed too is that in the center kind of pane of the three pane is you know, kind of like a main blog or anything like that. This is going to be all the project updates. So every interaction that happens, this is like your history timeline. This is going to tell you everyone who's logged in and you know, put comments on, pins on, things that you've done within the collaboration. You're going to see in a project update area. So again, at the very top, you can post. It's kind of like Twitter. You can just, you know, write a comment and hit post, just like commenting on anything else. And then on the far right-hand side, this is where it kind of gives you some insight of who's on the project, who the project owner is, and what collaborators that you have. Now, you can also invite other collaborators here, and it allows you to give them basically two different areas. You can either make them a collaborator, which is access to files only, or you can make them a project owner, which gives them access and administrative controls. So it is pretty nice. Again, you can just type in their email if they don't even have an account yet. Again, you can just type it in, upload some files, and invite people to it. So it's really easy to kind of get things started. Now, as you start to kind of dive in, what I started doing is kind of testing some of the uploading. And I uploaded a whole bunch of files. I kind of uploaded some SolidWorks files, uploaded some step files. I also uploaded kind of various versions of SolidWorks just to kind of see how robust it was. Most of the things that I uploaded worked pretty good. In fact, once it uploads, it actually allows you to do multi-file upload, which is really kind of clean. Gives a nice little interface to give you progress in every file that you selected, how long it's going to take to, you know, it kind of gives you a progress bar. But then it also gives this kind of nice little interface that once everything in your selection is uploaded, it kind of flashes it. It's a light green color and kind of gives you kind of a feel that everything's done. Now, The best part about this is that, you know, as you're going through and putting certain things within the folders and you're uploading data, you're inviting people, it just seems very simple. It's very easy to get to. In fact, when you click on the files that you upload, it automatically launches their 3D viewer, which again looks really nice. It seems to also adhere and remember all the colors that I had within the SOLIDWORKS models, which is really nice. And most of the other aspects of it, as far as things like, you know, you have your most of the viewer functionality, I think, is pretty much what I remember. But you have the ability to kind of pan and tilt and zoom. You can use your mouse if you click and pick. You can kind of rotate. Again, the middle mouse button kind of does your zoom. And then also you have kind of like in SOLIDWORKS where you have kind of the feature tree. It kind of shows you the file tree and shows you everything that's within there. It appears to also adhere to some of the SOLIDWORKS stuff. It looks like there's actually the configurations are shown in here. I have a default and a couple other things that are in here within my assembly. Now here's some of the cool things about it right off the bat. As you go through and you open up your 3D model, I mean, so far you can say, okay, that's great. You know, I'm able to view and upload and create folders and invite people. But what are some of the collaboration things that I have? Now, obviously, everywhere you go, when you're in files, on the right-hand side, that column is going to give you all the file details. It does pay attention to version, so if you upload a file again or you've made changes to the file, it'll ask you, it'll say, hey, you're uploading a new version. Do you want to make it version 2 or do you want to give it a new name? So it's paying attention to the file names as basically the way to upload a new version. But you can just comment on the file. So you can have kind of this comment dialogue that's not, you know, specifically targeted toward anything within the model itself, but just something that's targeted to the model. And it's not, you know, on some feature. But you do have some other tools to kind of triage the model. You do have a measure and a section and an explode tool. Explode tool actually works pretty good. It looks like it's kind of, you know, trying to figure out axes and things like that. But once you do hit explode, you get a nice little slider. You can explode things pretty easily. You don't have to have an explode view, you know, in the model. It doesn't appear so. I've uploaded some things that didn't have any exploded view, and they seem to work fine. The other thing, too, is the section views. Again, you can do XYZ sections. You can flip the angles, flip the directions. You know, it's pretty rudimentary. But it gives you some of those things to interrogate the model and kind of determine what's going on. And the other thing that's really nice, and Sunglass does this too, that I really like, is the ability to put on pins. Now, pins will allow you to actually pick on the model. It'll drop a pin, and you can put in different pin colors. And then you'll see your little avatar, and you can actually put a comment. Now, the cool thing about this is if I was to type in a comment, comments can actually be typed in. You can say, well, you know, I really want to detail a little bit more about this on the pin. You can click a little link next to the comment post to attach a sketch. And what that does is essentially takes a snapshot, kind of like a lot of the other tools as well. It takes a snapshot and then gives you some markup tools. So you can, you know, mark it up with a pen. You can put, you know, more rectangles and circles on there. You can also type, you know, drag lines. You can drag text. You have an arrow tool. And so you can go through and you can annotate up a picture and then attach it to that actual comment pin. So it's pretty nice. It seems to work pretty good. You know, you'll see the little picture. You can post that to the pin and you can close the pin. And the pin will remain on the model. Again, you can change the color. And every pin that you add or every comment that you add automatically rolls up to the top of your project updates. So this is actually, you know, it works pretty well. It seems to be pretty fluid. Most of the interfaces seem to work pretty well. A couple of things that I've noticed is that the pin stuff seems to be pretty sticky. The rest of the tools are essentially just for you to kind of triage the model. The explode tool, the section tool, and the measure tool are tools that you turn on, you do your thing, and you turn them off. It doesn't seem to be a way to actually keep those views or take snapshots of those views. You know, if I'm in an explode and I explode it out, you know, I can't do anything else. If I click on the pin, it automatically collapses. So it's really kind of baked in there to be a triage tool for the most part. You know, you can look at it, you can figure it out, you can interrogate it. But there's not much else you can do with it from there. A couple other things that I learned about just playing with a little bit of the left-hand side where the files go is that, you know, if I upload a file and I start creating folders, when you create folders, and do uploads, you can actually upload folders of data as well, which is kind of convenient. But what I couldn't seem to see is if there was a real easy way to move files. So I accidentally uploaded something to kind of the top level, and all I wanted to do was move it into a folder I had created, and I couldn't really figure out a way to do that. There's not a move. You know, you do have a function to do file options, but that allows you to download, look at file details, and delete. It doesn't really let you move files around, so you kind of have to delete it and re-upload it. I could be wrong. It just doesn't seem to be apparent to me that that's a feature. As far as some of the other things, this is obviously asynchronous. So as you put comments and as you put pins and different interactions, you know, I've talked about this with other tools. It's kind of, you know, that half duplex. You know, you put in your 2 cents, someone else puts in their 2 cents, and you kind of just leapfrog interaction. Now, obviously, you could probably be editing or adding comments at the same time. And I was kind of curious about this too, because a lot of collaboration tools for me, I need something live. I think it would be great to have something like chat, you know, or even just to see if your, the other persons or other collaborators that you've involved actually are online. So almost like a status symbol that lets you know that they are online and looking at it as well. But there isn't really any, you know, dynamic type of collaboration tool built in. Now, this is a V1 tool, and obviously I build software too, so I understand, you know, that everything's not going to be in the version 1 build. This is a great first step, getting into a collaborative interface, being able to, I mean, this is the trick, right? And I talked about this when we talked about the MyCAD box. It's ultimately, in most cases, trying to replace something like GoToMeeting. I mean, if you think about, if I'm going to collaborate or talk to somebody or do design review with somebody, 9 times out of 10, I got to get them seeing my screen. But there is also the whole status about, I have people on different time zones, I need to be able to get data up quickly, and I need to be able to get their feedback. And this tool really does a pretty good job of that. It's almost no barrier. You upload simply. You can create folders and organize things. You can invite them by email address. They don't even have to have an account. And like that, they're set up. They can see your data. They can put comments in. So from that standpoint, I think they kind of knocked it out of the park. It's very easy. It works well. And it gets your content up there. I think I'd like to see some more dynamic type of collaboration. I'd like to see more tools come to play and knock the GoToMeetings out of there. You know, I'm not saying that necessarily these tools all have to have VoIP and screen capture, but it would be kind of cool to, again, if you had some type of chat, because again, I'm a big Google Apps user. I use Google products pretty much every day. And one of the things that I love is that no matter what I'm doing within most of Docs or, you know, anything else, is that I always have chat. Chat is always there. So I have an ability to see who's online at the same time looking at the same document I am. So I think that would be actually kind of a pretty cool thing. Maybe being able to see what other files maybe they're looking at, or maybe they have the viewer loaded. But the other side of it is that I would also like to see even the asynchronous stuff to be a little bit more dynamic. So as a testing mechanism, what I did is I basically launched my 2 accounts. I had one in a different incognito window. And I was logged into 2 different accounts, and I was in the same project in Workbench in both. And I was trying to add pins and comments, but I actually had to refresh or leave the screen and go in. My phone was going nuts because both accounts' emails go to the same phone. So I'm kind of getting pummeled by email, you know, notifying myself that I'm commenting on my own stuff. But the one thing that it didn't appear to be very clear is that when I am in an interface, let's say even like the project updates, nothing really refreshed. So I kind of had to either click out and click back in or hit a refresh button to see that information. Now, granted, my phone was going off, but if you've ever used anything like Google Plus or Twitter or anything like that, in fact, on The Herd, which is an open source kind of Twitter clone that I run, I use a technology called Meteor that basically allows that web page, while it's up, if anyone else posts, it automatically reloads. So it's kind of paying attention to it. I know some of these technologies, it may be a little bit inside baseball, but I know like the PubSub, Hubub, some of the others, technologies that are out there that basically get rid of you having to kind of pull the service and automatically refresh as soon as something is detected. I'd love to see that. I know in Google Plus it does that. In fact, you know, if you have multiple instances of Google Plus going and someone comments, you'll see that comment just roll in. It'll fade in automatically. And I would love to see kind of that dynamic. I think having a little bit of an understanding of presence and other people and other collaborators that are present at the same time, it adds a dimension, I think, to collaboration that a lot of tools out there that are attempting to get into this space, you know, are kind of missing. So, like I said, I understand it's a V1 tool. I think it's a great first step. Again, the UI is awesome. It's clean. It's not terribly complex. Like I said, I wouldn't call this something that's competing with Team Platform. They're much more doing a more project management centric tool, but I think that this is definitely the right step. It has the essentials that are needed. It's simple, it's fast, it's quick and efficient. It seems to be able to be the easiest tool to just get data up now and get people collaborating now. There's not a lot of complexity. There's not a lot of hidden menus. So overall, I think the interface is there. I'd just like to see a lot more dynamic tools. And like I said, I know that GrabCAD, just in the way that they've been over the last 2 years, is that they're not afraid to iterate, and they will iterate. And they're all about community and trying to get feedback. So I'm looking forward to the next builds. I'm sure they'll probably be out sooner than we can imagine. They're probably already busting it to get new things out. One of the interesting things when I was looking at this is I'm like, okay, I just got in here, and I already have a link in the top right that says switch to old look. So, you know, they are moving at a clip. I'm sure there's a lot of things that they have planned down the roadmap of this tool to have all kinds of different things. And I'm sure they've got some pipe dreams that are 6, 7, 8, you know, versions ahead of this. But overall, I think this is a great first step. And I'd like to see more dynamic collaboration stuff come to the forefront. But overall, this is it's definitely an exciting area. I know that collaboration, especially among design reviews and a lot of the other things that, you know, remote teams, this is a challenge. There's not a lot of tools out there that do really good 3D collaboration, 3D hosting, 3D viewing all on the web. And I think GrabCAD is definitely a player to pay attention to. So like I said, GrabCAD Workbench, still in a beta, closed beta, I think. But, you know, as soon as you're invited, you have access. So if this is something that sounds interesting to you, definitely go and log in your GrabCAD account. If you don't have a GrabCAD account, go ahead and create one. It takes only a second. And what you can do is you can just click on that work button, that workbench button at the very top, and it'll walk you through. It'll show you a little video of what it is, and then you can click a button to actually get an invite. If it is something that you're interested in, I'd be more than happy to send you a collaboration invite to my demo project to get you in there, and then you can start testing things out. But overall, I think it's good to see more products coming to market that are jumping into this area of collaboration on the web for 3D, because you know, the more players that we have, I think, is an important piece to moving this technology forward. If you have any questions or comments about this episode, you can hit up the comments section or email me at lou@solidworksherd.com. Don't forget to visit the Herd at herd.solidworksherd.com and register for an account. You can follow me there or on Google+, Twitter, or Facebook by searching for SolidWorks Herd. This episode of SolidWorks Herd was sponsored by Digital Dimensions, Forward Engineering Solutions, online at www.didcad.com. Music was provided by 21 Against by means of Music Alley at musicalley.com.